Hey, everybody, it's Barry from the What Podcast.
Hey, it's Russ.
Hey, it's Brian, and we are giving away two tickets to Bonnaroo 2024. These are GA Plus, and they include camping. Russ, how do people get qualified?
We want to hear your top artists to play on the Bonnaroo 2024 lineup.
Call 423-667-7877 and tell us who we should check out. It's the What Podcast. Thanks. Hey, everybody, it's Barry from the What Podcast.
Hey, it's Russ.
Hey, it's Brian, and we are giving away two tickets to Bonnaroo 2024. These are GA Plus, and they include camping. Russ, how do people get qualified?
We want to hear your top artists to play on the Bonnaroo 2024 lineup.
Call 423-667-7877 and tell us who we should check out. It's the What Podcast. Thanks.
Tour set.
So today we're doing a ship series.
Yes, we're very excited about this. It's been a while since we have done a ship series episode, but yeah, it's for sure my favorite series on this podcast.
It has been a while.
So much.
I love it too. It's an original, you know, an original series, like one of the first. And yeah, we've always loved ships so much.
Yeah. It's also a big listener favorite. Like you guys really enjoy them and we really enjoy them. So yeah, I'm glad we're doing it.
Me too. Okay, so if you have never listened to a ship series episode before, here's what we do. We have all of the members' names on a piece of paper, folded up in a cup. We shake it up. We pull a name, each of us. Whichever two people that we pull, we ship them. So we kind of look at what their potential romantic friendship, as shippers like to do, is like. And we also, of course, talk about their friendship. So, normally I go first, so I'm going to...
Yeah, traditionally Kayla goes first. So she's got her cup, she's going to shake it, she's going to let you all know that she's got their names in there.
Let's see. Seokjin.
Seokjin, really?
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, this is exciting because we haven't had... Have we had a ship with him? Or
I don't know if we have done a ship with him.
We'd have to.
No, we just did Jungkook.
Oh, well,
that's right.
Oh,
that seems like forever ago.
Oh my god, it was so long ago. Okay,
yeah,
I'm down with this. Okay.
All right, here's my cup.
Okay.
I always get so excited. That's Jungkook. That won't work. We just
no,
did that one.
We can't do that.
I gotta do it again.
Okay.
Hosok.
Oh my god. Oh, this is going to be so fun. Okay, this ship name is Tusok.
Tusok. Yeah. Huh. Okay. I'm excited. This will be good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. We've definitely gotten more young
obscure.
Line. Yeah.
Yeah. I like that we don't get the most popular ships all the time, or the ships that we don't think about every day. And this is definitely one of those where everything's going to be kind of new to us. I'm excited.
Totally new to us. Yeah. I'm excited too.
Ooh, okay.
All right, guys. Well, we're going to go and research and then we'll come back and tell you everything about Tusok.
Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. See you soon.
Bye.
And we're back.
We're back.
I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and this is Standing BTS.
Yes.
Yeah, welcome to another wonderful episode where we get to hang out for about an hour and just talk about BTS.
It's a lot of fun, but we do have a disclaimer. This is a comedy fangirl podcast. That means that we're going to fangirl, laugh, and learn a little bit along the way.
Yep, that's right. This is an explicit podcast, though, so if you aren't cool with that, you can dip out now. We won't blame you.
Totally. But if you're down for some, I am so fucking excited to finally explore this ship.
Yes. Or there are way too many underrated ships in this fandom.
That is so true.
It's what we've come to find.
Yes. So if you want to hear about all of that and talk about all of that, then you are in the right place. Obviously, in today's episode, we're talking about Tusok. And here's how we always do this. In the first part of the episode, we're going to explore any romantic ship things mm-hmm. about them that are out there. Mm-hmm. Obviously, there's Tusok romantic shippers out there, and we just want to do them justice and talk about the things yeah. that make them ship them.
Because they're all valid in yeah. their own little way. Yeah.
Yeah. And then the second half of the episode, we will just talk about their amazing friendship.
Mm-hmm. So disclaimer, no ships are real, no ships are confirmed. Our purpose for the ship series is that shipping is a part of the fandom and of K-pop culture, which is built in by fan service. Every single possible ship is shipped by someone. So again, the purpose of the ship series is to explore everything that is out there about that ship. If you don't like romantic discussion into ships, then go ahead and feel free to fast forward to the second half of the episode.
Yeah, totally. Do not feel bad about it. We don't, mm-mm. you know, it's fine.
We get
it's,
it. Yeah. yeah.
But before we get into it, do your thing. We want to thank you, wonderful armies, for being here and for supporting us. If you're a fan of this show and you want to show your support for us, you can do that by telling people about the podcast, by writing a review on iTunes or Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. And then if you would like to go above and beyond and show us some more support, you can do that by donating monthly to our Patreon at patreon.com/standingbts.
Or if you'd like, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/standingbtspodcast. Your support helps us to improve the quality of our content and to continue putting out weekly episodes. Any type of support is super appreciated. We're glad to be here. We're glad you guys are here listening. Mm-hmm. We're super excited to do this episode.
Yes. Thank you, guys. And we love you. Mm-hmm. We are super. This is actually our first ship episode where we are apart, and we had to do of the research apart. Yeah. But this week we're like, what are we going to do? And
okay, well, we got to be honest first about Chicago. When we went yeah. to the concert and we did our concert review or just like talked about our whole experience, the episode ended up being way longer than we expected, which is like every episode.
Right.
But we had a time in which we needed to get out of the Airbnb. And wow, we really went up to the last minute and we were like, oh, we don't have time to draw a ship.
No, yeah.
But we just love the ship series so much. When we were deciding on what we were going to do for an episode this week, we said, just screw it. Let's just do a ship separate. So we yeah. drew separately, but it was still really fun and exciting. We like FaceTimed while we did it, and we showed each other like the piece of paper with their names. It was cute. It was still really fun.
It was fun. Mm-hmm. So we are really excited to share everything that we have to tell you about them. But before, we're just going to quickly share our content of the week because we both had really good ones that were too good to pass mm-hmm. up. So mm-hmm. mine is the Minjoon V-Live.
Yeah.
Just a treat. They just hung out for an hour and like talked about a bunch of different things, a range of topics. They did face filters. They played different songs and just kind of like vibed to them. They talked about different members. I really enjoyed it. Two of my favorite
people. They gave
people.
Each other nicknames, right? Minnie and Monty.
Yeah. They kept saying that the whole time. It was the best. Super
damn,
cute.
That's
loved
cute.
It. Yeah. Yeah.
Damn, that's cute.
Minjoon also, shippers Minjoon. Are really living.
I feel like Minjoon was an underrated ship mm-hmm. when we did the Minjoon ship episode, and now they are not underrated at all. I think
I
people
know.
See it.
I love people see it. Yes.
Jimin really loves Namjoon, and Namjoon really loves Jimin.
Yeah, it is undeniable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My content of the week is Taeyong's solo V-Live, although the Vope V-Live was really cute too. But I really enjoy Taeyong's solo V-Live because it doesn't happen very often. And the whole V-Live felt really intimate. I woke up like one morning and I was like, I have time to watch his V Live with subs and stuff. And it was just really peaceful. And I felt at ease while I was watching and listening to what he was doing. He like ate a Twix bar and oh my gosh, he laid in bed at the end of it.
Ultimate boyfriend material.
Boyfriend. Oh.
Oh yeah.
I just hit my mic.
Too stressed out about Taeyang.
Yeah, but it really was a treat. And I just love getting to hear him talk and play music and show us what he's and tell us what he's up to.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so that was our little content of the week.
Yeah,
we're gonna get right into TUSOC. We do have some general remarks right here at the beginning. Just overall thoughts about
we got to tell you research. How research went.
Yeah,
yeah.
It was fun. It was definitely different doing it separately. We did have some time where we got to FaceTime and do some together, but a lot of this we both kind of did on our own or watched videos on our own.
But we were also like texting and stuff, and obviously we went and watched all these moments that we all found that we found doing research. And yeah, honestly, when we drew the ship, I was a little concerned because I'm like, damn, this is gonna be another one where it's gonna be impossible to find romantic moments. But no. TUSOC is shipped romantically. And I think we might have more romantic moments than friendship moments.
I actually think we might.
Yeah. Like, granted, there's endless moments for TUSOC. I mean, they're like constantly interacting with each other.
Right.
But we found a lot of romantic ones.
Yeah. And it really wasn't difficult to do. Like research went very easy. There's a lot of different videos out there, a lot of different amino blogs, a lot of Twitter accounts and hashtags and just a lot of information out there. So
great content. So
super great.
We're excited to talk about it.
Yeah. So we do have some varying ship names. We're mainly going to call them TUSOC, but you can also call them Jin Hope or Hope Jin. I actually, when I'm like on Twitter, sometimes those come up with like responses, but you don't find many like responses for those last two on YouTube. Yeah. Everybody on YouTube just calls them TUSOC.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Which is just such a great name for them.
I mean, it's so perfect. It's like,
it's so different from all the other ship names.
Right. So sometimes people call them the Sunshine Ship because of their similar personalities and attitudes, I think. But they're also the scaredy cats of the group, which nobody here is surprised about.
No. I'm definitely not surprised about.
No.
General knowledge for BTS.
Oh, yes, of course. We used a bunch of different videos, just watching different videos from YouTube and different ARMY pages. So we will be sure to link all of those in the description for you guys if you want to go check those out. We're not really going to be shouting out like, oh, this is a specific moment from this video necessarily, but like we have all of those to you. If you want to go watch these moments, you totally should because they're super cute.
And we were, we lucked out with this. We were able to find a lot of the original sources that we can put the links in there for all of you to go and actually watch the exact source of like where these moments came from.
Which is usually pretty difficult.
Yeah.
One of the videos that we have, they at the beginning of the video, like put in writing over the video, like this is from American Hustle Life episode 6. And it's like,
yeah,
thank you. That's all we
needed.
Such
a blessing when that happens. It makes our lives a lot easier because when we do these episodes, we want to tell you exactly where it's from,
right?
Like down to the episode, down to the seconds if we can.
Most of the time,
but we won't be doing that.
And we just can't. Most of the time spent researching, I'd say like easily half of the time is finding a great clip in like a compilation video and then being like, okay, what is that from? When did it happen? Which behind the scenes shooting was that from? Like, what is it?
Yeah.
And it's very, very difficult.
We struggle with season greetings and summer packages. We're just
because
like,
from year to year, it can be so hard.
Yeah. If we have any sort of doubt, we're like, oh yeah, this is season's greetings 2016. Like that's our go-to. And then we'll be like, no, wait, Young Forever jacket shooting. Wait, no. We really struggle.
Spring day behind the scenes. And it's like, no, it's not.
Yeah. We try.
We do. So some of these we know. Some of them were just like, it was from some TV show.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. There are a couple of those.
Yeah.
All right. So let's go ahead and get into romantic ship moments. If this isn't your thing, go ahead and fast forward for when we announce we're moving on to friendship.
Yeah,
but
I'll
for
let
now,
you know.
We are going to talk about the romantic ship moments between Tusok. So the very first one that we're going to talk about, I think, is one of the more well-known romantic Tusok moments, because they almost accidentally kiss in this moment for them. So it was BTS M Countdown teaser during the DNA era.
Mm-hmm.
So they were like up on stage. They were like sitting in these like bar stool things. They were just really promoting DNA and Love Yourself Her. So Jin and Hobi were sitting next to each other, and I don't really know the context of it, but they stood up because like they were like, okay, yeah, like they were gonna hug each other. You know, they were like celebrating or being like, you know, just whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But when they go to actually hug each other, they like didn't, neither of them lean to like one side. Like, I know sometimes it can be awkward with hugs, like knowing which way to lean. Mm-hmm. But they both kind of like didn't really lean either way. And their eyes are closed. They embrace each other. And like, for some reason, both their faces like touch and their lips bump into each other.
Mm-hmm.
And like their cheeks kind of.
Yeah.
And it's so funny because they realized what happened, but like their eyes are closed, but they like felt each other's faces on each other. And they both turn so disgusted. Well, especially yeah. Hobi. Hobi looks so disgusted. And Jin, he just looks like surprised, but also kind of like, what just happened?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just one of their best moments for like romantic. Maybe I think it can be argued that, you know, it was accidental and they both were like, ew, gross. But it was like on stage, right?
Right. It was.
Mm-hmm. But that's just, it's just great. And like you get to see Jimin's reaction and Taeyong's reaction because they're also on stage. And Jimin, like, he almost has like an overbite because he's like just grinning so hard and laughing hysterically that had just happened. But it's just really cute and really great.
I think it's really funny that this part is talked about like all the time, like the Tusok kiss. And it's like it's so accidental.
It's
and
accidental.
Neither of them were expecting, going in for it, or like wanting it. They were both taken completely by surprise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hobi's face, he just looks so disgusted.
Yeah, I just can't get it out of my mind. He's like curled up like around his nostrils, like his and flaring. I can't. Too funny.
Yeah.
So next we're going to talk about a moment during Bon Voyage 2. This is episode 7 or 8. We don't know. This is the Titanic moment and the Can You Feel My Heartbeat moment. And what I love about this is it's very cute and sweet, but they're also totally hamming it up together. Like, they are so goofy and it really feeds off of each other. So like, so Jin like wants to do the Titanic pose and he's making Hobi come up behind him, and Hobie's like not really sure where to put his hands at first. Like he almost puts it on his like on his side, and then he decides, okay, I'll just wrap all the way around. So his hands are like resting on his lower tummy, and it's just really cute. But then he drops it. He's like, okay, I'm done. You had your Titanic moment. Jin is like, no.
Well,
like,
Jin starts like flailing his arms, doesn't he? He starts like acting like he's flying, like flapping his wings.
No.
And Hobie's kind of like, whatever.
Well,
and walks away.
So that's like, so he walks away and then he Jin is like, no, like, come back. I want to do it again.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And Hobie is like,
I cut in too soon.
He's like, yeah. He's like, whatever. And so he comes back, but Jin puts his arms out. And so Hobie just like grabs his armpits. Like he's, and Jin starts saying, armpits, armpits. And then he goes, I'm flying away. Like it's fucking hilarious because he's yeah. like being so obnoxious and Hobie is like really grabbing and like lifting him up a little. I mean, uh-huh. it's too funny. So that's not even, that's one part of this. The other part is like what then Jin does to Hobie, which he's like turns around and puts his ear to his chest and he starts singing mm-hmm. like the Can You Feel My Heartbeat, and Hobie mm-hmm. is like super into it and like making all these expressions like yeah. singing along to it. Super cute. Another yeah. like
there's
super
a
hammy.
Lot of skinship going on here.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah.
Because Jin really has his whole head to Hobie's chest
mm-hmm.
and he's like, can you feel my heartbeat? And they're just like basically like dancing on each other kind of to yeah. like the rhythm of a heartbeat.
Yeah.
It's just really cute.
Yeah. Super cute. And really funny and definitely mm-hmm. a ton of skinship.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Going along with Bon Voyage 2, they have a couple of other moments. What I've come to realize is that Bon Voyage 2 was just a terrific Bon Voyage for all ships because everyone interacts and has some sort of romantic thing happen.
Yeah.
But Jin and Hobie are together and they're sitting on a bus in Hawaii. And I think they're like towards the back of the bus a little bit and they're kind of cuddled up. They made me look like they're a little tired from their day.
Mm-hmm.
But Jin is sitting to the left of Hobie and Hobie has his back to his right. And Jin reaches over Hobie's body to like reach inside Hobie's backpack.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of like, you know, rustles around a little bit in his bag. And then he pulls out nothing, but he holds up like a finger heart. That like he like pulled this out of Hobie's bag for Hobie.
Yeah.
And he does this like a couple times. Yeah. He like keeps reaching in and pulling out these finger hearts.
And he's
for
like
Hobie.
Poop, poop, poop. It's so cute. Yeah, like every time is. He's like kind of here, look what I brought up for you. And he has this look on his face like, eh? You want, is this what you want? Yeah. Like it's super cute.
For you? And Hobie cracks a smile a little bit, but I just think he's tired or something. He's just mm-hmm. not reacting too much. But then Jin reaches in his backpack and pulls out like a bag of, I want to say like sour gummy worms or some sort of gummy treat that
totally sour gummy worms.
Yeah, they're. I think that's what they are.
Yeah,
they have to be. But Jin, he pulls out like one sour gummy worm and he pretends like he's going to go and feed Hobie. And I think Hobie already is kind of like skeptical about what Jin is going to do here because he's like, is he really going to feed me? Because it's Jin. So Jin puts like the gummy pretty close to Hobie's mouth and pretends to feed him. But then, of course, he pulls it away really quick and then pretends to feed himself, but he actually doesn't eat it. And Hobie's expression just like goes complete pouty, like, really, I can't believe you just did that, but mm-hmm. I can at the same time. Mm-hmm. Why did I fall for this? I hate you.
I should have known.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the thing that's really cute about it too is after Hobie gives Jin this look, I think Jin maybe feels a little bad about it.
I think he did. But
it's one of those really cute, teasing, playful things. And, you know, just that like couples would do.
Yeah. And it's also like, just while we're on the topic of cute, teasing, playful things between Tusok, like what I noticed during this research was their teasing playfulness is definitely their own and different than like mm-hmm. any of the other members. Like I think like for example, Jin Cook, when we did them, they definitely have like their own teasing, playful, but that could be like more rough, like roughhousing.
Physical.
Kind of. Physical. Yeah. That is not what they do, what Tusok does at all. It is it is mental. It is and
it's chaotic, it's embarrassing, goofy.
Yes.
Who can embarrass who the most?
Totally. or who can just get on the other person's nerves, but for some reason neither of them ever like snap, at least in the clips that we see. Obviously, like I don't know, but like they just end up cracking up. Like their teasing is super playful and super fun. Okay, so the next little moment that we're going to talk about is Run episode 30, the fashion show. And if you guys remember, Bethany did this during a Run replay. She covered this episode. But just as a recap, in this episode, the members like had picked an outfit that one of the other members would have to wear. And the way that it was determined who wore whose outfit for a fashion show was by a secret, like a blind rose toss. So each member stood facing away from a line of like the rest of the members, and then they'd toss the rose back over their head, like bridal bouquet style. And whomever the rose touched or came closest to or was pointing at ended up wearing the outfit of the person who threw the rose. So they had all seen the outfits before throwing.
Yeah, because they had these racks. And so there were like seven racks, and all the members put up their outfits that they chose. And Hobie saw Jin's, which was like every article of clothing you can imagine, but in the color of pink, like different shades of pink. And Hobie like was a little apprehensive. He like went up to it and he's like, oh man, I do not want Jin as my partner. I do not want Jin as my partner. So when Jin went up to throw his rose, he's like, I'm going to get Hobie. Like, I'm going to have Hobie wear my outfit. And so he goes up there and he has his back turned to all the members who are in a line where he like tosses this rose. And Hobie, oh man, you can just see how nervous he is. And he's like, shit, like I cannot get hit by this rose or like have that rose near me. So they're all like shuffling around. And as Jin is tossing the rose over his shoulder, he's like, Jung Ho-seok, like he like yells his name and he tosses
super
it.
Super dramatic.
And, like, most of the roses like were either, they either hit the floor or they were like somewhere near the member. This one straight up hits Ho-seok in the face. Like it just is like, it was so perfect how
you
it all worked out that way.
You could not have planned it better.
Yeah.
And I just love the drama of that moment when he yells out his name and it's like, it was destined for him to wear this outfit. And even though Hobie was apprehensive about this outfit that Seokjin chose, like he worked it very well.
Oh, he worked it. But we've said this a million times on this podcast. Jung Ho-seok can wear literally anything.
Anything.
And look incredible doing it. Yes.
Yeah.
I'll never be over this complete pink ensemble outfit that he strutted down this runway with, looking fine as hell. Even though most people would say it's like absolutely ridiculous, he looked so, so good.
It is ridiculous for like normal life, like for normal functionality even. I mean, there's like multiple pants, long socks, like multiple like over like coats, like jackets and a
like
coat.
Three jackets.
Yeah, bro. It's too much. But he does it. He does it well. Also, important to point out is that Jin ended up getting styled in Hobie's clothes for this as well. So Jin was wearing this incredible outfit. And I remember when he got it, when they were going over them and they were all looking at this, like, I feel like it's like a, like this bucket cap that he's wearing. Everybody was like, where, how is this supposed to go with this outfit? Where is he going? Is he a fisherman? Like, what is he, like, what is this? And he's like, no, like, you know, you just wear it. Like, you'll be fine. And he totally is pulling it off.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Jin looks really good in Hobie's outfit, which is very, very Hobie style. Like, he actually picked clothes that I think that he would wear as an ensemble. But Jen, oh, he looked so good. Like, really hot. Really hot.
Yeah, super hot.
Even with his, like, fuzzy little pocket pouch thing that Hobie always kind of wears, those little pouches.
Yeah, and Hobie was like, this is a must. You have to wear this. Like, this completes the outfit. And I remember when we talked about this episode, we were like, well, there's colors in that fuzzy pocket pouch that's like also in these 10 pound each Balenciaga tennis shoes, and like, it all works together, and there's gray on the pouch and gray on his coat. Like, we had a whole a whole thing. Like, it it really is a great outfit.
It is.
Yeah. Okay, so the next thing we're going to talk about is the fact that they have matching bracelets. They showed them off in a behind-the-scenes video when they were wearing them on the way to the AMAs in 2017. And randomly through research, I found out that these bracelets are $7,000 bracelets, which is crazy, but I'm really not surprised. Like, this point. But they're just like a simple silver band bracelet. They might have like some stones on them, but pretty simple. But they do have like these matching bracelets. And when I first found this tidbit of information, I like was going to put it under friendship, because I just automatically thought like friendship bracelets. But then you reminded me that like with like Taecook or like, I mean, V-min, anybody who has like a matching necklace or whatever, people tend to make a big deal about it. So I bet Tusok, like serious Tusok shippers would definitely be like, this is a romantic thing.
Yeah. I would say like most ships have like some sort of matching bracelet. I think like all the members have like certain pieces of like clothing that mean something to each other. So generally, if they have like matching bracelets or they swap clothing or something like that, most like romantic shippers will say like, oh my gosh, you know, they have
this is proof
bracelets, you know, that they share and blah, 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 blah. Yeah. So I totally get why you put it under romantic. I think I would do that.
Okay, perfect. Well, the other thing that we have to talk about is Tusok back hugs. Like, seriously.
All the time.
This is a huge thing all
the
time.
It's a thing for them.
It's a thing. So just a specific...
Which I never knew it was a thing for them until doing this research.
Yeah, me neither. I had no idea.
Like, I never really noticed that they back hugged so much.
I just don't think that I... like looked for moments between them, you know, like, but it really is, these moments run rampant. So we're going to tell you about a few of them, but really there are innumerable times that they do this. We couldn't possibly know all of the times. Like, it probably happens every concert.
Yeah.
So, one of the clips that I found was from April 22nd, 2017 on Wings Day 1 in Bangkok after the last song when they're saying bye. And Hobie is super cute. He's standing center stage and with like his arms outstretched, he's blowing kisses to the crowd on the left and the right, just back and forth. And it's super cute. And then out of nowhere from stage right, like out of the frame, Jin just walks in and walks right up from behind him and just hugs him around the waist. And what I think is like cute, the way that he always hugs him, he doesn't hug him like over his shoulders or like in like a constricting way or like a, you know, like I'm getting you or something like that. He sneaks in under his arms and hugs him around his waist and like tucks his head, like his chin.
Yeah, he like rests his chin on his shoulder.
On his shoulder, yeah. It's super cute. It, I mean, I've watched like 80,000 videos of this happening and I just loved it. They end up in this situation holding this hug for a good 20 seconds. And they even walk across the stage like this, bound together, as Hobie is waving by with both hands like high in the air. And Jin is just hugging him, holding like walking on with him. Yeah. It's too cute.
Oh, that's so special. He just like has him fully in his arms, like waddling together.
Literally waddling. Also related, but not the same as like a necessary back hug, but at an ISAC event, Jin wasn't feeling very well, according to some YouTube comments I read for context, and he was laying on the floor with like this big plushie behind his head, and Hobie just comes out of nowhere and he laid down gently on top of Jin and just hugged him and kind of snuggled him for a little bit before he got up. So
he gave him some love.
He gave him some Hobie comfort.
That one's really cute.
Super adorable.
So going along with the two sock back hugs, another thing that happens is during season's greeting 2018 shooting. So this is like, if you guys don't know what Season's Greetings 2018 shooting is, it's like they're all kind of wearing, at least for some of it, these bluish greenish jackets and white t-shirts.
They're like windbreaker style jackets, you know, like they're not like super big, they're just like kind of, you know, like light jackets.
And I feel like they all have just light brownish brunette hair, and they're all kind of like bowl cut kind of haircuts. But anyways, during this, Hobie has kind of like this like white visor on too, but they look really cute and they look really great. So they're walking down, I don't know, like this alleyway together, and the camera is really just on Hobie, but then Seokjin comes up from behind and hugs him again around the waist, like right there, and kind of like puts his head on his shoulder a little bit. And Jin says, "I don't like the heat, but I love teasing others so much." And then he continues to add, "I love this heat." And he's referring to like body heat from the hug. And Hobie's response to this, he's like, "What's that? Like, what did you just say? Like, you love this heat?" It's really funny. And then Jin, of course, just being the confident man he is, replies, "I want you to feel hot. Let's go."
I feel like, and again, I feel like this is what they do. Like, they push the limit on each other. Like, especially, I feel like Jin really loves to test Hobie and be like, "How far can I push you?"
But referencing to this heat between them, like from like their body heats touching, and that he wants Hoseok to feel hot.
And he's so direct. Gonna lie,
the end of it, Hobie, his face is just like pure disgust. Like, get off of me. Which I guess you could argue is maybe not romantic, but I still like the level of comfort between them. Yeah. And I guess you can say for all BTS members, but like, this is just super special, this interaction between them. And it doesn't end here either, because later that day, it like at night, Jin is looking out over the ocean at this like overlook, and he's kind of like resting himself on this ledge, and Hobie comes up from behind Jin, which usually it's Jin coming up behind Hobie, but we get to see Hobie come up and latch onto Jin, and he snuggles up next to him and wraps his arms around him. And he's even like bent at the waist a little bit to accommodate for the height of this like ledge that they're leaning against. But it's nighttime. The stars are out. They're looking out at the ocean. The other members are around them, but like, they're just like really taking it in together.
Yeah.
Holding on to each other.
Yeah. If I feel like if any of the moments that we've talked about, you're going to argue for being romantic, I think this one, you could totally say this is so romantic. Like, even if the other members are there, like in this bubble of these ships, you can imagine them however far you want to imagine them. They don't care if they're together, type romantic ship. Okay. So they're sitting looking at the ocean at night with like the stars, and you know how soothing the ocean sounds when you're just like with this person that you love so much and care about, and how nice it is. Like, yeah, totally. Like, can see how people are going to say that's a two sock romantic moment.
Mm-hmm. I always, to put myself into perspective, I have to think, like, what if that was Jungkook and then Taeyang did this to Jungkook?
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, that's just my fave ships.
Yeah.
And so I would be freaking out about it.
If that were Minjun, if that were Jimin and Namjoon did that, I'd be done. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I totally get it.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to talk about just hugs in general, because there are so many, but this is kind of goes off of the last one that you were talking about, where it seemed like Hoseok was like kind of put off a little bit. So during the shooting of Mic Drop Remix, Hoseok took to calling Seokjin a mite, as in like he just sticks to you, because the entire time, like when they weren't obviously filming, Jin was very huggy with Hobi all day.
Oh,
also sidebar.
Huggy.
I know. I'm like, is that even a word? Huggy.
He was in a huggy mood.
He was in a huggy mood. But anyways, during this filming, like sidebar, just unrelated to the hugging, but I just thought it was cute, is that Hoseok came up to Jin before they filmed the outdoor part, and he went to tell him, "Young, the explosion is really loud. They said we only have a few chances to film it, so they told us not to freak out while dancing, but I am 100% sure that you're going to freak out." And he's like, I just love, I want you guys to go watch the video, because the tone of his voice is just, he's like being really caring, but at the end, they're both kind of smiling and giggling at each other. Like, mm-hmm. neither of them are taking it too seriously. Obviously, Hobi is not going to offend Jin by this comment in any way, because Jin, he knows it's true. He starts to like act out the moment, and you know, they just kind of like giggle at each other, and Hoseok adds, "Okay, so it explodes at the line, trophies in my hand, then bang." So
yeah, he knew to like prepare for it,
right? To when to mentally prepare and expect. I just think it's super sweet that Hoseok was the one to come to talk to Jin. Like, it wasn't a producer or a director or like another member. It's Hobi. So I just wanted to point that out. Like, why would it be Hobi? And I think just because of their personality and their dynamic, like he took it lightheartedly, but he understood the importance of what he was telling him, because we also know Hobi to be somebody who can get pretty serious, especially like when it's doing something professionally. And it was useful that he came to tell him this, because afterwards, in the kind of like post interview after filming it, Seokjin did say that he freaked out a little bit, even with being prepared. Yeah.
And there's footage of Hobi also hearing the explosion going off and like being like, oh, like he freaks out too. Mm-hmm. And I think that they both have an understanding that they both kind of have this scared side to them, like easily
startled,
shocked and startled.
For sure.
But it's so sweet that he did that, and very much like Hobi to do something like that. I just want to say that generally both of them are pretty touchy with each other, and they definitely both love to tease each other. Like, that's something we've really come to find about Tusok. There've been like moments where they're like cheek pinching or chin grabbing, booty smacking. I love the booty smacking ones. We should have talked about one, but
super cute.
You know, there's also moments, and there's been a fair amount of them that we've seen, where Hobi's just kind of like checking out Jin from a distance, and he's just looking at him like he's admiring him.
Yeah.
Like, they'll be doing a radio show or an interview, and Hobi will be sitting across the room, and when Jen's talking, Hobi will just have like heart eyes for Jin across the room. Like,
yeah,
it's really sweet and endearing
and undeniable. Like, it's totally, it's totally there. So normally we wrap up romantic moments by kind of talking about like if there's any jealous moments that kind of maybe continue the idea that, oh, this could be a romantic ship because look, there's jealousy between them. I searched and I searched, and I honestly couldn't find any obvious jealous moments. I told you, Bethany, about a few of them that I found before recording, and they were honestly like funny to me because they were just
so much of a stretch.
Fabricated, so much of a stretch, like so ridiculous, like cropping in on Jin's face as he's blinking to say that's a reaction. Like it just, yeah. You know, I mean, so I didn't find any jealous moments that could solidify more of the romantic ship argument, but I do personally have a grievance against some YouTubers who make TikTok videos that don't have anything to do with like jealousy. Like it'll be a regular TikTok video and then at the end it'll say now a Namjoon moment or now Namjoon appreciation. Like, I mean, this happened to me numerous times, multiple times. Why do
I've never seen that happen before.
Me either. I am astonished. Why do so many TikTok videos end with a Namjoon appreciation? It's like a few Namjoon moments or like some pictures, like a little slideshow. There was no TikTok jealousy moments, but I'm jealous for them right now that like their videos are getting hijacked by another ship. Like they need their own moment.
No. That's, yeah.
Anyways.
That's too funny. Well, yeah, I get that. But honestly, there were a lot of really, really great TikTok videos out there, like compilation videos of such incredible moments of them. Like, it's truly endless. We will put a lot of the videos in the description so you guys can go and look at them because I just wasn't expecting that from TikTok. I don't know why. I just thought, wow, when we pull their names, I'm like, this is another ship I haven't really looked into ever before or ever really noticed. I had heard TikTok before. I've seen some TikTok posts, but like, I was just really blown away at how much content there is on them.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's
pretty much it for the romantic.
Yeah. For the romantic moments.
Yeah.
We kind of see it. I think we'll get into the friendship moments and kind of tell you a little bit more how we feel, but definitely I can see how people ship them romantically. Like they are touchy with each other cute and sweet.
Mm-hmm. The skinship, the like giggling at each other and like
the playful teasing,
the teasing, ending up in stitches together all the time. Like totally see it. Yeah.
And even as we get into friendship moments, like a lot of them can be argued back to, well, that could be romantic.
Right. Mm-hmm. So let's do that. Let's get into some friendship moments. If you skipped the romantic moment half of the episode, you can stop skipping. This is where the friendship is going to start. The beautiful, beautiful friendship of TikTok.
Yeah, yeah. So starting off, I have to mention this moment because when I think TikTok, this is immediately where my mind goes to. Like for some reason, this video is just like one of my favorite TikTok moments of all time. It's from American Hustle Life, episode 6, and they're both sitting outside this like producing, recording studio thing, but they're like in a hallway and they're sitting on the floor of this hallway. And I don't know if they were given the task or they were, I don't know what they were doing.
Doing it of their own volition.
Doing it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But I know that it was like J-Hope's personal camera that he was like supposed to be like filming for the show. But they were in the hallway trying to beatbox together. And guys, this video is so, so old. Like, I mean, 2013, 2014, American Hustle Live. But they're sitting on the floor like crisscross applesauce, you know, like just they're so cute. And they're trying to beatbox. And I think Hobi, to some extent, is kind of getting it. But Jin, you can tell, is not taking this seriously at all. Like, at all. And so he kind of starts laughing. And Hobi starts to laugh at Jin. And then they're like, anytime they try to go into beatbox, they both just like burst into laughter. They cannot do it. So then they are driven to the point where they're laughing. It's just like one of those moments where you're laughing back and forth and you just can't stop. Mm-hmm. Like no matter what you do, you just can't stop. So they come up with the idea of we should just try to breathe deeply and like meditate kind of together. So they're sitting there like inhaling and exhaling. And of course, like on the second exhale, Jen just like loses it. And then Hobie loses it. And it finally gets to the point where Jen is like, I need a fucking stop. You know, like you can tell he's like, I gotta quit it. So he slaps himself on the face, like, get it together. But he has to do this like 3 times because mm-hmm. he really cannot get a hold of himself. Yeah. And Hobie finally, he like leans over, is like, I'm turning off the camera. Like,
for your health.
We gotta quit. Yeah. We gotta quit. But to me, that's just such a great friendship moment that they like were sitting in this hallway. I don't know what time of day it was, but they looked like it was the end of the day trying to beatbox. At least Jen is like, I can't do this. Like, why am I beatboxing right now? And just start laughing and they're just enjoying themselves and their company together.
Yeah. I would really like to know, like, I guess we should watch the show and it would probably tell us like why they were doing it. But just the act, I think, of them trying to beatbox was so hilarious because they mm-hmm. don't know how to beatbox. Mm-hmm. And it was also, I feel like it could have been so late at night or something, or like so mm-hmm. far at the end of their day because they were like slap happy. At least Jen was.
I think
was.
That could be it. Yeah. Right? I think like, that definitely could be it.
Because yeah, the boy, he could not hold himself together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I want to talk about Hoseok teaching Jin dance routines and helping him improve his dancing in general over the years. I do have a specific kind of moment that I want to share and talk about just because it really caught my eye as one of... Wow, okay. A cat just knocked a bunch of shit off my table. Okay. So I want to talk about a specific moment because it really caught my eye during all of the research. So it was from a Festa 2016 video in the old dance studio. So throwback. This is called RM and Jin Dance Stage Behind the Scenes. Side note, you guys need to watch this video. I was just grinning from ear to ear watching it the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
So Jimin, Namjoon, and Jungkook are in the front of the shot, and Jimin is going over Jun's dance with him, and Jungkook is kind of practicing along with them just for fun. So super cute little Minjoon moment right there where Jimin is like doing his dance with Jun. But in the back of the room, Jin and Hobie are practicing together, and I have talked about this before, but I just love Hobie's natural teaching ability and his like dance teacher instincts kick in. And mm-hmm. he just has this like outflowing of like pop, 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 like pop, 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 mm-hmm. like to whatever rhythm and beat it is for that like combination of moves. He does it and he does it really loud. And it's just mm-hmm. it's super cute. And you can tell like it's helping Jin put it all together.
Yeah, yeah. Like, they're looking in the mirror together, and they're standing next to each other, mm-hmm. and Hobie's talking out loud, and Jin is following him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what I catch a lot during this video, between the dance sequences, between the little practice steps, is a lot of smiling between Hobie and Jin. Like, mm-hmm. Jin will turn around to comment about something that he, like, messed up on, or, like, was late on or something, and then they'll just both end up beaming at each other and like giggling, and mm-hmm. then they get back into it. And really, there is so much more from that entire video that I could talk about because they show more background practice and then they show the actual stage performance of both Jun and Jin, and they're both really good. Go watch it. But like,
yeah,
I just loved these little Tusok moments in there. They were super, super sweet to me and really great friendship moments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This BTS bomb, you know, Bangtan bomb video is really, really great. And it's a classic because I think they maybe had done the Bepsae dance practice video around this time. Yeah. So it's around because Hobie's wearing that same outfit.
I was going to say that. They're wearing like the same outfit. I think Namjoon's outfit's different, but when you watch the video, like he drenches that gray t-shirt he's wearing in sweat. So he probably changed and then they did Bepsae or something. But yeah, they're all definitely wearing like the same outfits for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we just know, going back to this whole video, we know that from previous research that Seokjin has worked very hard to become the dancer he is today. And a lot of his improvement can be credited to Hobi for helping and teaching him. And I love this video where you really get to see it, like seeing Hobi be that like dance instructor for BTS members.
And like they work really well together, I think, is like the main point that we're making, because like, I mean, not everybody's teaching style and learning style is going to match up that well, but like they worked well together. And I think they're able to keep it like lighthearted. And Jin knows like he can be really serious with Hobi, but they can also take little breaks together. And yeah, just great. And
yeah, now, definitely.
Now he's amazing at dance. He's great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's one of the best.
Right.
All right. So another friendship moment we're going to talk about is Hobi's birthday live that he did. I think that was in 2018. So this is the one where he's like wearing a black beanie hat and like this yellow scarf kind of thing. He like looks like a little bumblebee. Looks so cute. but he shared with all of ARMY that that Jin had called him at 11 p.m. at night, an hour before his actual birthday, before Hobi's birthday. And apparently he said, "J-Hope, I called to wish you a happy birthday." And Hobi was like, "Really? This is a surprise. You wished me a happy birthday 1 hour early." And then Hobi goes on to share during his V-Live that he thinks that Jin was maybe a little tipsy and was out with a close friend when he called him, which I think is, oh my gosh, you could so take this as romantic. Like he's tipsy and calling Hobi thinking of him.
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like who do you call when you're drunk?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. But then Hobi goes on to say that Jin ends up saying, "I called you in advance because, you know, like, I think I would have fallen, I'll like fall asleep soon or whatever and like miss his birthday." Of course, Hobi was so touched. Like, "Thank you so much, Jin, for calling me an hour before my birthday because you were thinking of me and you knew you were going to fall asleep and you wanted to make sure, you know, that he said happy birthday to Hobi."
Yeah, I think that's such a kind gesture of friendship to call early instead of calling late. And like you just brought up, he was on his mind. I love.
Totally could be romantic now that I just like.
Now that you threw that part
that
in there.
Live here. Yeah.
Damn.
All right. Another thing we have to mention about just like their friendship and just their dynamic and kind of how they stand with BTS as like individuals, they both are considered to be like scaredy cats of BTS, which I think. You know, we kind of talked about it already, but it's pretty known that they both get scared easily.
Yeah.
So the one that we have to talk about was when they were on James Gordon and they did the flinch game. I feel so bad for them because they're like, you know, they're just both get scared so easily and they were teamed up together and they were the very first ones to go. And if you guys haven't seen the flinch game, how it works is they have to like, they stand behind this clear,
like plexiglass
door, plexiglass thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's just big enough for the both of them to fit behind it. And James Gordon and like the team there on the show, what they do is when they're standing behind this plexiglass, they shoot, like they fire fruit at it.
Yeah, like a cannon of fruit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so the whole point of the game is that they have to stand still and like not blink or react. And it's just so cute because James asked them like, you know, "How do you think they're going to do? You know, do you think they're going to be cool about it?" And Namjoon says, "They're the most cowards of our group." Like, no. And Jin, getting in his last word before the fruit is shot at them, he says, "Come on, come on, I'm not afraid, you know." And he's like doing that like little gesture where he holds his fingers to his eyeballs and like
right back and forth. Out. I see you. You see me. Oh yeah.
Like I'm ready.
Uh-huh.
But ultimately, when the fruit is fired at them, Hobie falls backwards. Like he jumps back and falls onto the floor. Jin like flings his hands up in his face and like is like jumping backward as he's like he's just trying to cover his face. And oh man, they both get so scared. And it's just, it's one of those very memorable moments for Tusok.
I mean, poor Hobie, because the trajectory of that fruit really ended up like splattered on the plexiglass right where his face was. Like, so I mean, he really did end up, he immediately went, fell on the floor. Like he was that scared, that startled that his feet came out from under him and he fell on the floor. Like, oh yeah. I mean, of course he got up laughing because he just can't, I think he, he can't believe how scared he gets. Like he just can't help but to laugh at himself because, and they both did, they both turned and laughed at each other just because they're like, we're so dumb. At least
they went in, like it's this team effort, like we're in it together.
Yeah. They knew what was going to happen to them. What we've surmised from research about Tusok being scaredy cats is basically they are both easily startled by sudden noises, by confetti and fireworks popping off. I remember like videos of like confetti on stage and like Hobie being scared or Jin being scared. Scared of various animals like snakes or elephants or really anything that gets too close too fast. Both very afraid of bugs, sudden movements, and people in mascot costumes, which that was not one that I was expecting to come across. But like one time I saw like two different videos. They brought in people with like different mascots, like characters. And they, even though like you can look and be like, this is just a person dressed up in a big character costume. Both of them like shrivel away and like don't want it to hug them or like get too close to them. Like they're just not a fan.
I mean, I get that. I get that fear. I told Corey once before when we were like on Main Street in St. Charles, like during Christmas, people reenact like different, I don't know, like Christmas characters like Scrooge and all that. And I'm like, I just get weirded out by these people. Like I can't talk to these people. It makes me so uncomfortable. I just want to run the opposite way.
Man, I like, I mean, I don't want to like talk to a mascot at a sporting event, you know, but like they don't, I guess they don't like weird me out or like creep me out. Like I can kind of compartmentalize it, but like can I sidebar a story or is it gonna, or we want to keep going?
You can do it, just do it.
Okay, so like in St. Louis there's this minor league baseball team, the River City Rascals. You know the River City Rascals?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. So we went to a few games. Like we would go as a family growing up. And my brother, I guess, he really has a problem like with mascots. And the River, oh yeah, he doesn't like them. Like I just feel like it's one of these things that Tusok is going through, like just this for some reason.
Like I kind of get it.
Like a deep distrust for whoever's in there or whatever is going on.
It just makes me uncomfortable.
I mean, that's what, some sort of discomfort. And so this mascot kept like harassing like my brother. Like he would come into the section and he would like get in his way or something, just being super annoying. And my brother got so mad. This mascot ended up like flipping my brother's like hot dog on the ground or like nachos on the ground or something.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Did he pay for them?
Crossing the line. Well, my brother punched him in the face. So that's how he paid for them. Like he,
my brother was was he wearing like one of those headgear things? So like, did he like punch the costume?
Yeah, he punched the costume. He was like 13.
Oh man, I wish I could just see that.
Yeah, but like, and then he didn't even get in trouble for punching the costume because of course my mom was like, they just flipped his whatever food he had like over on the ground. Like,
yeah, like what the fuck? What are you doing?
We actually got like upgraded seats at the game. Like they took us in. I mean, we've never sat in like the green seats at Busch Stadium, but we sat like River City Rascals home plate. Okay.
But they
moved us there and they gave us like a plaque for like fan of the game because they were they did.
Fan of the game, the kid who punched the mascot. Oh, that's great. I've never heard that story.
Yeah, so these fears exist, so we're not trying to...
So we don't blame Hobie and Jen for having a fear of mascots.
Really a distrust.
You don't know.
Yeah.
That's great. All right, so getting back to what we were talking about. So we were still kind of going along like them being kind of like the scaredy cats of BTS, but the 50th anniversary run episode, we see like Tuesday on some roller coasters, and you just get a really good idea of how scared they both are. Like they both just can't deal with any sort of thrill.
They're stressed.
Stressed. But also in this episode, the 50th anniversary run episode, I think it might be like a behind the scenes or something, but Hoseok is about to drink like a water bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And when he's about to put it in his mouth, Jin actually comes up and grabs it. Like the audacity, but like he's young, so he's like, whatever, like- I'm going to do this. He grabs the water bottle and Hobie's still holding on to it. But he like brings it to his mouth and he's about to take a sip of it because I guess he just can.
He's like, this is mine. And he's struggling against the force of like Hobie still holding on to it. Like,
yeah, Hobie's he's like, struggling what the hell?
He's like, what the hell?
And so Hobie is like, screw you, and squeezes the water bottle and like water comes out onto Jin's face. Uh-huh. And it's just, it's another one of those really cute, teasing, silly mm-hmm. moments. And then I also just have to give a shout out to the most recent run replay episode we did. I covered I forgot what episode it was, but the episode where they like reach in boxes like blindly and they have to guess what they're feeling and touching. It's like the senses episode. And if you go and listen to our run replay, basically Jin and Hobie are just flailing their arms around, freaking out, don't want to touch what's inside these boxes, just total scaredy cats.
Yeah. Yeah. And the biggest cowards of the group, in Namjoon's words, for sure.
In Namjoon's words, yeah. Yes.
Okay. So I want to talk about, we talked about Bon Voyage 2 for romantic moments. I want to talk about Bon Voyage 3 in Malta for a friendship moment. They were paired up, or they spent a good amount of time together.
Mm-hmm.
So I just love this moment. They were at dinner, together, obviously, and they both look up from the menu at the same time and say, "I want sausage," at the same time.
Like, at the same time.
At the same exact, like, perfectly aligned in the same tone of voice, like, "I want sausage." And then they just immediately started laughing and talked about how they are just totally on the same page and they high-fived mm-hmm. across the table. Like,
cute.
Total fun moment. They're like, we are making this work. We're figuring it out. We're in sync.
Mm-hmm.
I also just want to bring up their outfits when they are walking around Malta together, and just kind of use this to talk about their similarities and differences in fashion. So Jin, he basically walked into a store and was like, whatever I can find in here, that's what I'm going to wear. He had like this, straw hat on, like cowboy style straw hat, this maroon and gray, a really ill-fitting tie that's not even tied correctly. What would normally be fine and look really nice on him, pink and white button-down checkered shirt, and then like some light wash jeans that are kind of ripped.
The checkered is like picnic table.
Oh, yeah.
Esque.
Yeah.
Like, normally I think it would look good on him. And but he not still with looks this outfit. Really great. This whole ensemble is like... wacky. It's so wacky.
Here's the best part for me is that with all of this like tackiness going on, he's wearing a Gucci belt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's what he's wearing. Sitting right next to him is the god of fashion, Jungho Sock. And he's wearing like this sleeveless, flannelly plaid, like button-down shirt, but it's sleeveless, like the sleeves are ripped off, and there's like four different colors of flannel plaid.
Yeah, it looks like there was like four different types of flannel shirts, like scrap pieces that were sewn together.
Yeah, but it works. He is wearing around his neck like a Supreme phone carrying bag. He has on those amazing blue tinted sunglasses that he's been wearing around everywhere. Mm-hmm. Some great yellow athletic shorts that are like mid thigh. And then he's also carrying like a yellow triangle shaped clutch. And it doesn't sound like all of this is supposed to work together, but it totally does. Like,
yeah.
And here's my thought process. So trying to follow me. I feel like this duo, they both make very
eclectic
choices with their fashion. Like, I mean, they take risks, and the difference though is Jin, he's not necessarily, when he's dressing like this, he's not trying to pull it off necessarily. He's not trying for it to be like, wow, look at that look. Look
he's
at that.
He's being chaotic.
He's being chaotic as fuck. You are so right. He's like, he's trying to like turn heads, but by like making people laugh.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other hand, Hobie, he's trying to pull it off, and he is, and he's always working it always, mm-hmm. you know, but he's not like, he's not trying to make it ridiculous just for ridiculousness sake. He's doing it like for his own fashion style.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
they can kind of fit together with fashion in that like, they can wear similar outfits, bold. But they're bold. Mm-hmm. Totally bold. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I totally get that. And like, not to sidetrack here, but just getting into their personalities. What I found about Tusok is that, kind of like what you're saying, like they both have this kind of boldness to them, and they both can be really crazy and chaotic and loud.
Mm-hmm.
But what I find so interesting is I get more of an introvert from Jin and more of an extrovert from Hobie, where you would think like someone who's so crazy and out there and all this other stuff, they would be an extrovert. But really Jin, like, I think it's his sense of humor that that brings that through,
mm-hmm.
but really is just like wants to be to himself and kind of likes being.
It's the sense of humor that helps him bring that kind of expressive side out of him, I feel like, because it's kind of like protective, which I totally understand as an introverted person. Like, that's kind of, it's sometimes it can be a mode of expression, but going off of what you're saying, it's what helps them have such a close friendship
connection.
Yeah
Totally. I'm glad that we brought that up, because I've been thinking about it this whole time and I just haven't said it
totally
till now.
Another
thing we want to mention for friendship is Jin, he once for like an interview or something was talking about Hobie.
He was just standing in like a hallway, like they were maybe doing a photo shoot, and he's just talking to Namjoon.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah. He's just talking about Hobie to Namjoon, and he says, quote, "There is nothing lacking about Hobie. Look at Hobie if you want to be good at something."
And Namjoon is just like, uh-huh.
Yep. Like, yep. That's makes total sense, because that is who Hobie is. Like, he just works so, so hard.
Mm-hmm.
And Jin sees that. And I just think it's such a good friendship moment for them. Another thing I really need to mention just from research, Jin loves Mama. He loves Mama.
Yes.
Like, there are so many clips of Jin, like, during sound check or under stage getting ready for their next performance while Hobie's performing Mama. He's just jamming along to it. Like, he sings along to it. He dances along to it. He really hypes up the song. He, you can tell, enjoys it. And so it's just like endearing to me how much he loves J-Hope's mama and how supportive he is of it.
I think at one point he even says to the camera, "Mama is everybody's favorite song," because like, and then it showed a clip of like all of BTS dancing to it. And I think that he connected with the song, and he loves J-Hope. Like they, there's clips of them like looking at each other and singing parts together and just like having fun with it. And yeah, I think he loves it so much.
Oh, he does. He does.
Something else kind of talking about, we were kind of touching on their humor a little bit and how that connects them. They are really good at joking around together. Like, even though other members sometimes seem to tire of this, Hobie never seems to tire of Jin's dad jokes.
No.
Because I feel like both of them, like, as you kind of said, they can both be very extra in their, like you said, chaotic, like very extra in how they're acting and reacting to others. Yeah. Very full of energy. But because of this commonality that they share, they have a lot of fun together, and things between them seem to seem fairly lighthearted. Like they just, and they are people who can work well together. Like if they have to be serious, they're serious and they have to get something done. But like if they don't, they're just having a great time together.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with that completely. Like their dynamic is just so great with that. And that lightheartedness that you brought up, like their sense of humor, they really do feed off of each other. They both find each other funny. They both understand where each other's coming from.
Yeah.
And it makes it easy for them to be really playful and silly with each other.
Yeah. They have like great communication through that.
Which, going off of that, I'm going to mention our last friendship moment. This is from some TV show. We're so sorry. We just have to mention this one because it's really, really great, but we have no idea what this TV show is from. And if you guys know it, go ahead and email us, message us on Twitter, Instagram, whatever. We don't care. But it's just some TV show. J-Hope is up in front of everyone, and then like the TV show host and Jin are kind of like sitting at this long table, but Hobie's like front and center stage, and for some reason he's having to act out or charade that he's like frying something up in a pan, in like a frying pan. And he's doing a really good job of it, and he's being extra and crazy and energetic, like, ooh, ooh, like it's hot, you know, he's flipping whatever's in this frying pan. But then out of nowhere, he kind of turns to Jin, who's sitting at the table, who's not a part of this, but J-Hope decides to bring him into it. And he kind of just like, there's like this silent communication happening between them. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Hobie pretends to like throw the food from his frying pan at Jin. And it's all charades. Like it's all just like miming type stuff.
Yeah.
And Jin like completely latches onto this. He's perfectly. Like, yes, I'm here for it. So he holds up like kind of like a wok or something, like a pot that he's got. And he like catches this imaginary food that like Hobie sent him. And so he starts acting like it's really hot. And he even pretends to add like seasoning to it, like spicing up this food. And I mean, it just really is a good way to kind of wrap up Two Sock's friendship and their sense of humor and playfulness with each other, because they do feed off each other really well. I feel like they get along so well, and like it's just effortless for them.
Yeah, nothing is like too ridiculous for the other one to catch on to. They seem to like easily pick up on what the other person is trying to do or what the other person is talking about, like something kind of similar to this that like is just one something that like maybe nobody else would think is funny, but like Jin is like trying on earrings for fake love, and he keeps picking up like ridiculous items and being like, "Hobie, this one. And he like picks up like a remote and like a coffee and keeps putting it in front of his ear and is like, this one. And it just, it goes on way too long. And it would like most people would lose interest, but every single time Hobie is with it and he is finding it so funny. Like they just keep giggling back and forth. And I just think they just have such a wonderful, happy little friendship.
Yeah.
And they just, I think somebody who they can always be ridiculous and chaotic and outlandish with and loud, but also somebody who is gonna understand them, because I do think that through this we figured out they understand each other pretty well.
Overall, from the research, what I've gathered is that the romantic ship is totally valid. It's totally there. They have many moments where it's like, whoa, all right, like that could be a thing. But overall, I think their friendship is just what wins. Like, it's just, oh, it's so great. It's and this is why I love doing the ship series, is because you really do get to look at all of the ships and like their specific dynamic and how they work and how they are able to connect. And Tusok is so unique, like their sense of humor and their ability to like be chaotic and out there and crazy and shameless. Like they just
totally
don't
shameless.
Care.
Like, they don't give a fuck.
You know, they can put themselves out there and be totally embarrassing, but not be embarrassed for themselves.
Yeah, I love it. That's totally them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. As for me, I will say, I do see the friendship so much more than the romantic ship. I'm not going to take any of that away from romantic Tusok shippers. But for me personally, I think there's nice moments, but I don't see them like realistically that way and, you know, at all. But like, like you said, perfectly just wrapped up their friendship. Totally agree.
We maybe need to do a Tusok fanfic. And maybe we'll change our minds on it.
Maybe next time, maybe next time we do a fanfic files, we'll, one of us will try to pick out a Tusok.
Find a little smut Tusok.
Sometimes that's what we do. Sometimes we like do a ship then we're like, maybe since I did that ship, now I want to find a fanfic about them and see how I feel about it. All right. Well, that was our Tusok ship series episode.
Yeah, we're getting all the underrated ships, guys. We swear we can't control it. We're just, it's luck of the draw.
Someday we will get to the bigger ones. We will do Jikook. We will do Yunmin. We will do Soap. Namjoon. So we will get to those.
We'll get there.
We will. We promise.
We don't know when. I think we're going to do every underrated one before those ever happen.
Isn't the joy of this kind of figuring out all of the different dynamics and possible ships and plausible ships between every member really the purpose of the ship series, to see whose is valid, right? I mean, we're not competing, but anyways.
They're all valid.
So if you enjoyed this episode, or if you've enjoyed any of our previous episodes, there's a few things you can do to let us know. You could write a review on iTunes or whatever platform you listen on. That's huge. It really helps people find us. It helps like people get to know us, and it helps build the prospect of us getting sponsors maybe. Also, when we get to 300 reviews, we have a bonus episode every 100 reviews.
We're almost there.
Yeah, dude, we're really close. Maybe like 10 or so more, and we'll have a bonus to do. Every 100 reviews on iTunes, we do a bonus episode. So if you want a second episode, if you want two episodes in 1 week and you haven't written a review yet, go write a review. I don't know what you're doing.
And you guys get to vote on the bonus episode. Like, you guys get to choose it.
You guys choose
the
topic.
We'll put polls up on Twitter and Instagram and all that, and you guys get to decide.
That's what, like, that's the best part about it. So go write us one. It literally takes 3 minutes. It doesn't matter what you say. Just write a review, and then we'll give you a bonus episode. but thank you guys so much for all of the kind reviews that we've gotten so far. We do read them, and even if we say it doesn't matter what you write as long as you write one, like, some of the things you guys say in your reviews are just so incredible, and we're really, really grateful that you guys have these amazing things to say about this hobby podcast that we get to do.
It keeps us so motivated and really encourages us.
It really does. So you can let us know what you thought about this episode. And if you are a Two Sock shipper and we missed any of your favorite Two Sock moments, please let us know. Reach out to us via email or social media, and you can find links for those things as well as all of the videos referenced in this episode in the description.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for stanning BTS.
Hey, everybody, it's Barry from the What Podcast.
Hey, it's Russ.
Hey, it's Brian, and we are giving away two tickets to Bonnaroo 2024. These are GA+, and they include camping. Russ, how do people get qualified?
We want to hear your top artists to play on the Bonnaroo 2024 lineup.
Call 423-667-7877 and tell us who we should check out. It's the What Podcast. Thanks.